Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Oh, ghosted right now is the best. We're at a lockdown, and people are meeting up. The problem is, like I said last week, you meet up in person, and then you get ghosted. It hurts more, which brings us to you, Amelia. This story starts really, really great. So can you start us off with Hinge?
Yeah, it was one of those matches, you know, when it's like 10 o'clock on a Tuesday, and you're just, the other person's also lying in their bed, just swiping away.
Yep.
Okay, so it was kind of like that, because she immediately messaged me, and we started talking.
Cute.
But, you know, eventually we said, screw it, let's meet up this weekend and go get some drinks. So the first date was on a patio 2 weeks ago in Port Credit.
Living.
And, yeah, and she's telling me all about what she was looking for. You know, she really was very clear about what she wants out of a relationship, things that she likes, doesn't like, you know, very open, very honest. And in my head, I'm thinking, like, this is so hot. Like, she's perfect.
Yeah.
Like, no one does that.
No, being direct is so sexy.
Oh, my gosh. And I thought the whole date went really, really well. Like, and honestly, we didn't drink too much. We both had a similar amount of drinks. We cut it off before it got a little too sloppy.
That's good.
We had a good time. Yeah, so it wasn't that. And, you know, after the date, I waited, you know, the next day, and I sent her a little text, told her how great of a time that I had and can't wait to see her again. But then she didn't respond, and I'm so confused.
I was going to ask if somebody got a little drunk and said something stuff, but I guess not. So, you know what? I mean, we could sit here all day speculating, or we could make the phone call. So that's what we're going to do. One song, we'll be back, we'll make the call.
Great.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
If you missed Amelia's story, well, I mean, it's everybody's story, right? You meet on Hinge, you're talking, and yours was kind of cool, Amelia, because it's like, it's 10 o'clock on like a Tuesday, and you guys are like, hey, you're also in bed, just cruising Hinge, huh?
Right.
Yeah. So, you know, I mean, obviously you guys went out. You said she was very clear and focused in her goals, which is rare. And that's awesome.
Yes. It was so hot.
And telling you about it. Like, I find that so sexy, being like upfront and direct about it.
Here's what I want. Yeah. Here's what I don't want. Yeah. I like that. So then, of course, after the date goes super well, and you guys are in like the poor credit area, you hear nothing back.
Right. Yeah. I don't know what happened.
Okay. So then we're going to give her a call and we're going to find out. The quick thing I want to ask you, which I ask everybody, is are you sure you want to hear the answers to this? Because obviously sometimes they're harsh.
Yes. I think everything went really well. So I want to know what happened.
Okay. Let's call Rebecca.
Hello?
Hi, is this Rebecca?
Yeah, this is Rebecca.
Rebecca, Adam Wilde, TJ, who is not here, and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio. Good morning. How are you?
Oh, hi. What's up?
What's up with you?
Jax, whoa. Okay, all right. So we do want to know what's up with you on behalf of someone else. We understand that you ghosted someone recently by the name of Amelia. And we were wondering if you might be able to tell us why.
Okay. Can I know why you need this information?
Well, we're kind of just inquiring, but there may be a gift for you at the end of it.
Oh, okay. Well, it's not that complicated or anything crazy. After the date, I was weirded out by the painting that she sent me. Like, I mean, we had a lovely time, actually, and everything. And I mean, she's really a great person.
Just going to interrupt you there for a second.
A painting.
Did you say she sent you a painting?
Yes, a painting.
That she made?
To me. Mm-hmm.
And
okay, but you have to be clearer. I'm a painter, so it's not weird.
Okay, all right. Okay.
Nobody plays by the rules anymore.
All right. So, Rebecca, obviously, Amelia's been listening. Amelia, do you want to explain the painting thing? What was in the painting?
Well, I'm a wedding photographer and I also paint portraits on the side. So I made a portrait of Rebecca after our date to capture the moment. You know, it was something small. It's not a big deal. And I sent it to her and I guess now I know why she was all scared away. Even though in my defense, every girl I've ever dated loved my paintings.
Look, even by gay standards, that's coming on really strong. That's a lot.
I mean, Rebecca, you could look at it like this. You were a gigantic splash of inspiration.
Yeah, don't.
Right?
But
it was just honestly a little weird. It was just to get texted that the next morning at 10 a.m. by somebody that you just met once. Like, it was just, you know.
Abrupt, a lot.
Weird. Yeah.
I think that's fair.
Yeah, but we had a great time, though. We had a great time. And I mean, you got a free portrait. I've never heard anyone complain about that.
True.
Spoken like a true wedding photographer. Yep. I didn't even watermark it. So, okay, all right. So the thing, Rebecca, and all of this that we are trying to do, hopefully, is reconnect the two of you, if you're comfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's only if you're comfortable. So there's no wrong answers here, but we would be willing to offer or pick up the bill for your second date, whatever that would be. Or if you want to just a refresh of the first date, however you want to qualify that.
A second coat.
Yeah, we're willing to do this, but you have to be willing to do this and you have to be comfortable doing this. And we want to check in and see if you are.
Yeah, I mean, I do really like you, Amelia. I like you a lot. And I wish we could take everything down a notch.
Yeah.
You know?
Okay.
That would be great.
But look, this is communication.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, like, I feel like the painting was a little surprising, and then now I'm on the radio.
Yeah, this has been a little extra.
It's a bit much, but I would love to go on a second date.
Oh my gosh, that's great.
Yay! I'm wondering if your closeness to weddings in general, Amelia, if that kind of throws off your gauge a little bit, right? Because you see love in its like fullest form.
You're in a different world
all the time, and the rest of us are like, does that even exist? So I wonder if that had something to do with it. You know what I mean?
Of course, I'm a hopeless romantic, and I love that.
Okay,
yeah.
Well, listen. However this goes, whether it's girlfriends or just friends, whatever, we're so happy for both of you. We can't wait to get the bill and keep in touch, okay?
Thank you so much.